This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban have wrapped up a blitz across Afghanistan's south, bringing them closer to seizing the nation's capital, Kabul. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Across Washington, there are differing takes on just what's happening at the Pentagon.
We have noted with great concern the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced.
Spokesman John Kirby says Afghan forces need to step up.
That's really for the Afghans to decide.
But Paul Miller, the National Security Council's former Afghan chief, says the decision was made for them when President Biden decided all U.S. forces would leave Afghanistan this month.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the Taliban to halt its offensive and to negotiate with the Afghan government. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres fears the worst.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's called on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate with the embattled Afghan government. The insurgent group has taken nearly half of Afghanistan's provincial capitals, along with nearly all of its major cities, except the capital, Kabul, and now controls more than two-thirds of the country in an offensive a little more than a week in the making. Guterres says the civilians are the ones hurting again, especially girls and women.
It is particularly horrifying and heartbreaking to see reports of the hard-won rights of Afghan girls and women being ripped away from them.
The UN is also concerned about the hundreds of thousands of people who are now refugees because of the fighting. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News. Americans at high risk from COVID-19 because of severely weakened immune systems can get a third vaccination in hopes of better protection, a policy change endorsed Friday by influential government advisors. The Food and Drug Administration ruled that transplant recipients and other similarly immunocompromised patients could get a third shot of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. At a meeting of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisors, Dr. Kathy Poling said the booster shot would be vital for Americans with compromised immune systems.
This vote enables all persons, 12 and older, to obtain a third dose in a primary care series to increase their protection from the vaccine.
The decision does not offer an extra dose to the public at large. The CDC revealed about 1.1 million people already have gotten at least a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine on their own, although it is not clear how many did so because they had weakened immune systems. Some schools and local governments in the state of Texas are openly defying Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The board of the Houston Independent School District passed a mask mandate for the upcoming school year at a very heated board meeting Thursday night. While some parents objected in sound provided by KTRK,
this mask mandate is illegal, abusive, and tyrannical behavior.
Pediatrician Christina Probst offered some facts.
I can tell you, anyone here who thinks children do not get COVID, there are children who have died this week in the Texas Medical Center who have died. Excuse me, sir. You're taking my time.
Parents told the school board they think the mask mandate is unconstitutional and they will defy it by sending their kids to school without one. I'm Shelley Antler.
U.S. weather officials say July was the hottest month ever. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Earth sizzled in July, which became the hottest month in 142 years of record keeping. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the global average temperature was 62.07 degrees, edging records set in 2016 and tied the past 2 years. The heat was worst on land in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in places like the Western U.S., as well as parts of Europe and Asia. NOAA's chief says July adds to the disturbing and disruptive path of climate change. All that said, for the U.S., this July tied for only the 13th hottest July on record. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.04%, the S&P rose by 0.16%, the NASDAQ added 0.04%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.